Hello?
Yep.
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Would you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Okay, I'll help you out. How many minutes? Because I need to make another phone call, but if it's shorter than 3 minutes, I'll help you out.
Okay. Actually, it's less than 5.
Okay. Sure, quick then.
All right. Just a moment. Okay. Are you in what language would you... Okay, just give me a second here. All right. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the non-Parisian primary elections for things like Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you feel, how you will vote in the non-Parisian primary elections for Miami-Dade county mayor and county commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by a city mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. Is that I have already voted, or I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely
to vote. I am very likely to vote.
Okay. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote
in person.
Actually, there's some questions here. I will vote at my polling place on election day, or I will vote by mail. I will vote early person at the designated early voting location.
Early voting location. That's what we do.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age?
50.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can anticipate that as well, okay? All right. Richard Parsonage, is he very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no
opinion? To be honest with you, I am the person that makes the money. My wife is the one in politics, so she tells me to go to vote. Because
okay.
To be honest with you, I vote for my wallet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I understand.
So I cannot tell you anything about that because she tell me to go to vote and that's it, and we go from there. Because
Then
she explained me why, she explained me why. We have discussions, of course, but then usually she picks the voter, so there's not much I can tell you about that.
Okay, so yes, I mean, you still have the option if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate.
No, in that case, no opinion then.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Yes. I'll work for her, yeah.
Okay, so would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. Very favorable, yeah.
Raquel Recalado.
I'm not sure about the Miami-Dade.
Does that fall under very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of?
No opinion at this point.
Okay. Cindy Lerner.
No idea who she is.
Okay.
Give me a sec.
Sure.
Hola, Perucho. Bien, papito. Ya regresé de Lima, ya. Ya, todo más tranquilo, bro.
Bien comido.
Ya tengo
que
mito.
Eso es lo único que te
extraña. Ay, no. ¿Tú cómo estás? ¿Bien?
Bien.
Bien, papito.
Cuídate, me
pongo. Nice to see you, hermano. Take care, okay? Claro que sí. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. We're almost done.
The flower guy, that is my very good friend. Okay,
That's
go ahead.
Funny. Okay. Now, If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Rojas, Alexander Otolia, Manny Seed, Shlomo Degsinger, Daniela Levine Tava, Miguel Quintero, Carlos...
Is Daniela Levine Tava Democrat or Republican?
I'll be totally honest with you. I'm not allowed to get out any type of answer. I'm just reading as I go. I apologize.
But that's the thing. You see, I only pick my president, and then all the other ones my wife picked. But I like Daniela Vincavo. Yeah, I do. I do like her, but I'm not sure because if she's Republican, then I won't. But I do like her though.
Okay. So, no, you're not taking any of these names? You want to skip this question? Okay.
Skip, please.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Eddie Rojas, Alexander Otella, Manny Seed?
I cannot tell you anything because I don't know anything about them yet.
Okay.
I mean, they give me the briefing at the end. I'm a very busy person, believe it or not.
Okay, no problem. We'll continue to the next question. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalo, Cindy Lerner, Richard Krishnick? Are those three?
Whoever is Democrat, I will vote for them.
Okay.
I know you cannot tell, but I mean, that's what I do. Sometimes I change my mind because of ideas and projects and stuff like that. But usually I vote Democrat all the time.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalda, Cindy Lerner?
Again, okay. I cannot tell you. I haven't done any. I know I'm late. But I'm not doing it, like I told you. I mean, I have my wife doing all that, and she's very politician, you know. And
she's very poetic. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's very into politics, so I follow her lead.
That's understandable. Now, within the past few weeks, have you seen, heard, read anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Nope.
Yes or no? Okay.
No.
Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado and the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I just seen her. Because I seen her, but I don't, like I said, I mean, they talk so much, but I don't know. It's just about the plans and everything. So.
If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. So is it like much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference at this point.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for the classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal or moderate or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would that be very liberal, somewhat liberal?
I would say a bit more moderate at this point because of my age.
Okay.
But I usually been a liberal, yes.
All right. So what
is more moderate for sure.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with associate, college graduate with a bachelor or four degree, postgraduate degree?
Well, I did all that. I just finished my master's, so.
Okay. So it will be some college, right? College trade school?
No, it will be
college graduate with associate. Okay.
I have an associate, I have university, and I finished my master's not long ago.
Okay.
And I did it just because no other issues. I own my own business, so.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. What is your national ancestry? Is that Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican, some Colombian, Bolivian?
All right, not safe.
Okay. Thank you. In your home.
Too much information, you know? I don't want to disclose. Not that I don't want to say it. It's just, I don't really know you, honestly, but I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
You told me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you. You told me 5 minutes is in 10.
In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally?
Spanish, all day.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. This includes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking your time. You have a wonderful evening, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Do me a favor.
Sure.
Is there any way I help you out today? I never do it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But please make sure I don't get any more calls.
Want me to put you on the do not call list?
After this, yes, please.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.